It's now 5:45 on day 11. I've got 60 kilometres to go to get to Croydon, where I called earlier and I've booked their last single room. Good job I called. I told them I was hoping to be there before 8 o'clock, but with 60k to go and 2.25 hours, I think I'll be lucky. If I get there by 8:30, I'll be doing well. The guy said the kitchen closes at 8 o'clock, but they'll find me something to eat when I get there. He also asked me whether I was the guy who was on the highway last night. He must have been driving back from Cairns and seen me. Anyway, he described my reflective patch accurately, so he must have driven past me at some point last night while I was riding. So he was quite friendly about it. I was going to stop back in the last town, Georgetown, and give myself an earlier day and some recovery time, but I think bravado or testosterone or something got the better of me, and I decided that it was 140k to the next town, and I should be able to do that before too late, and that would be 140k I wouldn't have to do tomorrow. As I left town, I found out it was 150k, not 140k. There's absolutely nothing between these two towns. It's just all scrubby cattle grazing country. Almost looks identical any point of the whole trip. That's not to say there's not some wildlife around. There's quite a few birds around. You might be able to hear some in the trees as I ride past now, and I've seen a few kangaroos hopping around too, and probably see more as it gets darker. Not very much traffic at all, and there'll be even less now the sun's setting, because all of the tourists will be stopped somewhere. Still the odd road train, although that was a short one, but not very many on this road either. It hasn't been very hilly, just a few undulations, but I can tell I'm really tired. I think yesterday must have taken more out of me than I thought. And I'm just sort of struggling along, stopping every 30k or so to have a drink and a nibble of something, and just wishing it was all over for today. I think I will drop back on my schedule though in the next few days, so that I'm exactly a day behind. It's probably not going to be feasible to leave early tomorrow morning for two reasons. One is I'll be tired. The other is that there'll be nowhere to resupply unless I go off track a bit all day tomorrow, so I'm better to wait until the shops open in town, which will probably be about 7. There'll be a general store or something open. Get some breakfast here and load up supplies for tomorrow and then leave. And I think I'll be sleeping by the road tomorrow night. It's quite a nice sunset. There's a fair bit of cloud around, low cloud, not threatening, but also some clear patches, lots of different layers of cloud actually. If I was a meteorologist, I'd be able to describe what kinds they are a little bit better. Some of them are very close to ground level, and then others are very high. I don't know what kind of weather pattern that signifies. At the moment I'm travelling west, and got a slight cold breeze, not very much. It's from the southwest a lot of the time. Halfway through tomorrow I have to swing south down towards Cloncurry, so I'm hoping that the wind drops, otherwise that'll be a bit of a grind. That's it for now.